In short, it's been a scene of devastation for an awful lot of people and for large swathes of the community. Tenerife and Gran Canaria are two separate Canary Islands, and it was just by pure fluke that both of these fires happened at the same time, and because of this, it's had a devastating effect. The Gran Canarian fire started a couple of days before the Tenerife fire. It was started by an arsonist who had lost his job, who was a warden in the forest, and decided to start the fire. Quite why a warden is starting fires is another question, but it's devastated Gran Canaria, 20,000 hectares of land destroyed, and an awful large section of the community having to be evacuated, including the picturesque tourist resort of Mogán, which affected tourists, as you can imagine. In Tenerife, it's a totally different scenario. The Canary Islands have been very dry for a long period of time. It's not rained for months, and there was extreme weather 48 hours ago. It was over 110 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning, and that started the forest fires. It's very much a tinderbox up in the mountains. It's very forestry around the national parks in Teide. And these are separate fires which merged into one great big fire, causing over 8,500 people to be evacuated. 15,000 hectares of land devastated. And here we are, part of 48 hours later, the fires are still going. Now, the services say they have this under control. Let's wait and see, because from what we were seeing yesterday, flash fires are still occurring.
And what's happening to the thousands of holidaymakers who traditionally descend upon the Canary Islands at this time of year?
It's a very strange situation where an awful lot of people on holiday are totally unaware of this major devastation in the middle of the island. Those that holiday around the traditional tourist resorts of Fania Bay, Playa de las Americas, Los Cristianos, and across the coast, it's been gorgeous. It's been in the hundreds, clear blue skies, plenty of sunshine, and with the exception of the first couple of hours when the fires hit Tenerife, when there was a great big smoke cloud which covered the island, reducing the temperature by 40 degrees Fahrenheit in a matter of minutes, blocking out the sun and turning it a rather bizarre shade of pink. Most holiday makers have been unaware. Because of the way the winds are in Tenerife and the geography of the land, it's very much spread to the north of the island, which, although it does have holiday makers, is not as populous as the south. So plenty of people will be returning to the UK or Germany and their European destination, totally oblivious to this devastation. Of course, it's a major story for the Spanish. It's mainly the Spanish working communities and the small villages and towns up the mountains which have been affected, and it's those people that have had to be evacuated. But for the majority of holiday makers, it's a holiday as usual. We've just started August. It's a busy time in Tenerife. The airports are open, and everything is as normal.